Wildfire habitat managers say it's essential that the area burned by the Table Rock fire in the Boise foothills be restored to prevent invasive species from taking over. But, as Adam Cotterell reports, the effort is likely to be splintered.
The city of Boise already has $100,000 from the Zoo Boise Conservation Fund for habitat rehabilitation in the Table Rock fire burn scar. But the city has very little expertise rehabbing land. The Idaho Fish and Game Department, on the other hand, has a lot of experience. About 1,000 acres of its land was damaged, compared to just 164 acres of city land. But that city money can't be used on state land. Krista Mueller with Idaho Fish and Game's Boise River Wildlife Management Area says the state and the city aren't allowed to exchange funds for this kind of work. She says the two can work in conjunction, but they can't exactly work together. Mueller says each must manage rehab efforts on its own land. Boise Parks and Rec Foothills and Open Space Superintendent Sarah Arkel says coordinating and paying for the rehabilitation won't be straightforward.
We will try and seek opportunities to coordinate restoration strategies and share resources. You know, each individual agency is accountable to a different entity.
Another complication, according to Mueller, the state can't do rehab on private land, which makes up the biggest chunk of the burned area. The state, she says, can advise landowners, but in the end, private landowners could choose to do nothing at all. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.